This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella loved to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Hello, hi, bienvenue, g'day, and mabuhay, because you are listening to Drag Her International, the one and only news resource for four different fucking drag race coverages is crammed into 1 hour of madness, chaos, lunacy, with my good Judy. If you like what you're listening to, guys, this has literally become like a national treasure style deep dive of research into drag races. So if you like what you're hearing, throw me coins at Mono Gapian, and please throw my Judy coins at Ozzymo. That's O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. Let me get my Judy in here so that we can... Hello! Hello! It's the one and only... Oscar Montoya! Oh!
The Sioux!
Are you Leslie Jones coming for Widow Von Du's shoes? Is that who you are?
Blah!
Yeah, that's the reference that I was pulling this week.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning!
Not you.
You can choke.
You can choke. You can choke. What's up? We're here with
Happy
Oscar.
Belated birthday, Mono.
Thank you,
okay,
Divalina.
Please send some money Mono's way. He spent so much money on alcohol yesterday. He needs the coins, okay?
So and honestly,
the talent. Tip the talent.
Tip the talent. Also, just the work we put into this episode is the first time in Drag Race history we've covered four franchises.
Never been done before. Yep. So just for a recap, what are the
also Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O,
oh yes,
Venmo,
Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O. So just as just to let these people have it,
legend.
What are the episodes that we are talking about?
Okay.
Because we're not talking about all of them that have been released yet.
No, it's too much. France, the finale of France. Okay, we're talking the Snatch Game and the Cosmetic Queens Challenge of Canada.
Canada Season 3. Mm-hmm.
We're talking the Snatch Game and the Weird Brunch Challenge of Down Under. Awful. And the first two episodes of Drag Race Philippines.
Okay, great. So that's six episodes in an hour. Can we do it? Seven.
I think we have to be like, these 15 minutes are for this. Next. These 15 minutes are for this. Okay. So, okay, maybe France or Down Under first because
France just because that's, we're closing the chapter on France.
France. Miss Paloma has won. What do you, was that the right winner?
No.
Wasn't that weird? Wasn't that strange?
No.
Like, I really love Paloma and I think she looked incredible, but she definitely did the worst in the dancing challenge and the dance number.
Look, listen, if I had to bet money on who was definitely not going to make it to the final two lip sync, it was Paloma. And then as soon as they did the final three lip sync, I was like, okay, wait. But my question to you is, why do you think Paloma is France's Drag Race superstar. I love Paloma. She had a great run.
Love her. Great
nobody
story.
Can tell me, and people in the chat, if you could educate me, let me know why you think Paloma won, even though she really fucking ate it. Not in
a
good way.
She's a wonderful... she biffed it.
She did not do well in that last
she
challenge.
Was giving Alaska.
You cannot tell me.
I was like,
not
oh,
even
like
Alaska.
Charm?
Alaska was on the beach. She was literally behind.
She was football
everyone.
Fields away. She was.
Girl.
She was. Yeah,
girl.
She was to the left. Beyonce is irreplaceable when everyone else.
Okay,
was in the
someone's
middle.
Saying Nikki Doll's Drag Race is my bet. So what does that mean? Explain.
What does that mean? Nikki Doll. Nikki Doll liked Paloma the most.
A cumulative win. I see.
A
I don't.
Cumulative
I,
win.
I guess
I
that,
literally would have given it to either of the other two over Paloma.
Absolutely.
Isn't that crazy?
I think you're right. I wouldn't have been, and this is what I said. I was like, I wouldn't have been mad if La Grande Dame won, even though
no.
I'm like, oh, it's too easy. My
favorite
was
from
Soa,
Lady Gaga.
What?
This garment was meant for Lady Gaga. So
oh, yeah. So but then Paloma won.
Yeah.
Paloma I thought was like someone in third. She's got third place locked down, but
and Soa ate the dancing and lip syncing down.
Stole the show. Stole the show. Stole the show. Stole the show.
Funny.
So make it make sense, Mono. Make it make sense.
I really do like her. And before the finale, you know, I was like, I don't know, I'm feeling Paloma. But
you said it on the pod.
I did. But then the final episode, I was like, oh, she didn't win.
Right.
Maybe was her confessional that wonderful? Was her tic tac moment with Nikki Doll so amazing?
What was it?
I don't know. It was I'm sad and gay. I'm sad and being gay is sad. Have you heard of it? It's like, yeah, we have. I don't know. But I would have loved to have seen Soa. I think I would have picked Soa. But
absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely. I don't know.
She looked good.
It's this thing of like, this is my problem with the U.S. because the U.S. does this all the time where you're like, okay, clearly production had a plan to make Paloma the winner from day one. Mm-hmm. But then why didn't you edit her in a better light? Like, typically, when you do the dancing stuff, you cut away. But they really showed her sort of falling behind. And the note was like, you have a unique way of dancing. It's like, okay, is that way bad?
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I don't know. I really like Paloma's drag, and I love her.
Love
and
her
I,
drag.
She's
but
fantastic,
then what's the point of,
but winner.
But then, no, but also it's like, what's the point of these challenges then, if they're not going to matter?
Is there a chance it was like, Soa and La Grande Dame are like so two sides of the same coin that they were like, we've got, like, it was like too similar that they needed to just be like, I don't know how to pick between this tall Glamazon and this tall Glamazon. Let's just go with the oddball underdog.
The shorter Glamazon? I mean, what make it
she's
make sense? Like
I don't know. Maybe they love... I mean,
it just felt so clear to me that either Grande Dame or Soa Demuse was going to win. And when they didn't, I was like, I felt betrayed as a... Am I the only one? Y'all speak up! Like, I just feel like... What's the point of these challenges? What's the point of these challenges? They don't matter.
I don't know.
They don't matter.
No. It's funny. I don't know. Maybe it was, if they let Nikki Doll choose, maybe she really was like, I like this bitch the most. I like this girl.
And that could be true. That could be true.
Yeah.
That could be
could
true.
Be.
And I think maybe.
You know, she's an underdog. She resonates with the underdogs.
Mm-hmm. 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 It just feels weird. It just feels weird.
Not this. Not this. Ilsa.
Lisa on the rise. It's because she looks like that from Ratatouille.
Not this.
Facts.
She does. She really does.
There's no lies detected here.
It was very funny. Drag Race France. Not the worst international franchise that we've seen. Not at all.
Where does it place in your? Where does it place for you? The entire
It's flirting around. It's certainly above Italy. It's certainly above Down Under. It's flirting near Holland. It might be above Holland, or I think it might be above. I don't know. Yeah. How about you?
I think you're right. I think it might be just a bit above Holland.
Holland is too crazy. Yeah.
Holland was weird. I mean, but the stunts Holland season two pulled, I can't forgive. For love Masisi erasure. It just,
that part, no. I love the fights. No. I love the genuine fights that happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Work. France.
Yeah, Down Under is literally Down Under. Down.
Let's talk about Down Under. Down Under.
Okay.
Continues. To be
that's
the worst
game.
Thing that that's happened to Drag Race.
That's
Drag Race Down Under.
Game.
Oh,
that's
my
snatch game.
God.
That's snatch
that
game.
Snatch game.
That snatch game.
Don't even call it a snatch game. That is, that was horrible. No one was, the person who won just barely did the bare minimum of what, she made me laugh. I have to admit, she made me laugh. Like,
who
twice.
Won?
Liza Minnelli's, I think it was Hannah Conda.
Oh, yeah, Hannah Conda.
She made me laugh.
Deservedly the winner, yeah.
But it's just so funny because it was just like everyone else did so goddamn awful that it was just like, it was a Deja Sky moment.
Oof.
Was anyone even close? No.
Let me see if
I can pull up the other people. I know we said poor Minnie. Minnie was Ellen. Oh, God. And she got tricked by
Rue. Minnie?
I mean, she got, I guess.
Minnie Cooper is wild. She is like,
cuckoo.
You saw her at the brunch episode.
Cookie.
Which we still have to talk about. She was unhinged. Like, truly just like, No. I don't feel bad for Minnie Cooper at all. No,
I don't either. I thought she would have a little bit more tact or something, but she did not. She just said, Rue laughed at this one thing. I'm just going to do that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And she said, no, RuPaul laughed at Belen, and she never used Belen.
Yeah, what was Belen again?
I don't know. Ellen's sister who performed at the gate.
I'm Belen. Okay. It was terrible. Okay, there was Coco. Queen Kong was horrible. Nene Leakes. Horrible. Not Nene Leakes
was,
in any way.
She was no Leakes.
No Weeks. It was terrible.
No, it's Weeks. Yeah,
it was
exactly.
It was nothing
it
there.
Was so
the voice
bad.
Was wrong. Nothing.
Okay, so that's my biggest problem is like, why are all of them doing Americans in an Australian accent?
I
would prefer them doing more Australian celebrities if they can't do an American accent.
Agree.
I don't know. I'm like, Nene Leakes in an Aussie accent. Oy,
which
boy,
I think she kind of like did this with Nene. It was like kind of Southern. And I was like,
I didn't
Nene
hear
is not that kind of Southern.
All I heard was,
I wish,
you call that a knife?
Nene! I wish I could do Nene's voice. She has this like fun, high-pitched, shrill thing that if you can pull off, oh my God. But it's like, I can't even do it. But it's like, right here. It's Nene.
That's why you would go home.
You're trash.
That's why you would go home.
I can't do it. That's why I would go home. But that's why I would not do it. Damn. Someone is someone named Val Garland. Don't care. That was
Val Garland. Ding song. She's a makeup artist from a show, The Glow Up, which is a good show. Everyone should watch it.
Oh, that's who she was.
That is not that exactly. She looked
exactly.
She looked like Miss Frizzle's mean substitute teacher. Mm-mm. Not
girl.
Into it.
She is Miss Frizzle's from Wayside School. No,
from the Magic School. What the fuck is wrong with you? The Magic School Bus, Miss Frizzle.
I was thinking of Wayside School Falls Down, so excuse me.
Girl,
it's
what
a book.
The hell?
It's a book, which
no,
you need
I know.
To pick up. Which you need to pick up.
I have picked up that book.
Yeah? Then what floor do they not have in Wayside School? What floor does not exist?
All the odd
floors. Foolish. You don't know your shit.
What's
you don't
answer,
know your
then?
Shit.
What's
13.
The answer?
13. They don't have a 13th
bad luck.
Floor.
I told
yeah.
you it's a trick.
Next. Oh, wait. Who else did a terrible job?
Orville Peck. The worst one. Molly
horrible.
Pottis
why was it not in the bottom?
To pick Orville Peck.
Horrible. And not in the bottom for what reason? Orville Peck, a quiet, low-key person whose personality we don't know. You know what I mean? Because Orville Peck is just like chill and quiet and to himself. It's like,
he's
why
gay
would
and
you
he's
pick
a cowboy.
That?
He's gay as a cowboy. That's what Molly, that was Molly's strategy. But Molly isn't
terrible.
Funny. She's not quick on the uptake. And then she fucked up and was flirting on some girl.
With a girl.
And then even RuPaul was like, I thought you were gay. And yeah. I was like, bitch, bottom two. Surprisingly. Surprisingly wasn't.
Improvised quickly to fix that, being like, Rue, she might look like a woman, but I saw her working with a real piece. Like, I don't know, just use it. I don't know. This is terrible. Orville Peck was the worst choice, and I can't believe they didn't put it in the bottom.
No.
Dumb.
No, because because Minnie Cooper did bad, and Beverly Kills did worse. Oof.
And then, so the Courtney Love, they thought was decent.
Oh, yeah.
I thought.
Yuri
they
Guy.
They thought it was like, Yuri Guy. They were like, yeah, that's pretty good. Which, again, low bar.
It wasn't a complete train wreck, and that's why it was the second best. But that's saying a lot.
That's saying quite a bit. So then, finally, I forget her name. Spanky. Spanky does that famous drag queen.
That's your favorite
person.
Drag queen.
Shut the fuck up.
That's the drag queen that looks the most like you.
Shut your fucking... Bye, Oscar! Bye, Oscar! He eliminated you. Get out. Bye, Oscar! That's also... I hate this, too, because it's like doing a comedian is like doing a very funny thing.
Dame Edna was not bad.
But Dame Edna is so much bigger than that.
Right. She just wasn't funny. She was a good... She looked like Dame Edna, I guess. But, like, other than that, no.
Was it Dame Edna also, or the other another girl who's just like Dame Edna? Was it Dame Edna?
Let me check. Let's check with the research department here.
Let's check with the research department. I'll try to do some research.
Hey, Gene.
Whatever.
Can you find...
Gene!
Barbara, please.
What's the name of the
the purple haired Spanky? I don't.
It was Dame Edna. Yeah.
Oh, work. Okay.
Because she did Barry.
Oh,
Humphrey,
they didn't write Dame Edna. They wrote the actor's name because of copyright laws. Okay.
Exactly.
Got it. This was terrible and horrible and stupid, and I hate it.
Ooh. Ooh.
Anything to say about the next horrible episode, Bottomless Brunch?
No, Bottomless Brunch was first and then Snatch.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, you're correct. This episode was goddamn awful.
I thought Molly Poppins and Hannah Conda did the best, and they gave it to Yuri Guy and Spanky, which I'm like, blink, blink, y'all saw. Again,
yeah.
I feel another stump being pulled. I'm like, what's going
right
on here?
Because Yuri had like a hospital issue with her eye.
Yeah. She had a pink eye or something like that. You could tell when they were rehearsing. Her eye was fucked up.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought they were all goddamn horrible.
They were all really bad.
It was really bad. The lowest, barely funny bottom rung stuff. Oh my God. And Queen Kong was just stealing jokes. It was just stolen jokes from other Drag Race episodes.
Okay, so explain that. Where's the source material? You're talking about the corset, yeah?
The corset is stolen from Jinx Monsoon. Yeah, and then I'm talking about the setup she had. The setup she gave about being Tongan was an actual mimic steal from Bianca Del Rio. Like, I'm blank, and I have a low credit score, you know, which means I have no credit, blah, 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 and I have a big dick. That whole thing. It was a direct just tape. I hated it. I was so upset. And I liked King Kong, so I was upset.
I know. Also, that moment where RuPaul was like, during Snatch Game, when Queen Kong was like, I'm going to do NeNe Leakes, and RuPaul was like, you don't seem the type to do that.
Yeah.
And Queen Kong was like, wait, what do you mean? I come across as like, serious? I was just like, girl. Know thyself. Like, what's going on today?
She should have done, I think, a man-ish character. It would have been a lot funnier.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're a big old tradey guy. Lean into that. Be like Wreck-It Ralph or something. I don't know. Something.
It wouldn't have been Wreck-It Ralph because that's copywritten. So it would be like the voice actor of Wreck-It Ralph. who was John C. Reilly.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something there. Maybe like Bluto. That's, again, it's trademarked. I don't know. There's something. Maybe it's just like Goliath. I'm the Bible's Goliath. I don't know.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Samson?
Great.
From the Bible?
It was terrible. This brunch thing. Ooh. So the brunch thing could have. I guess the brunch thing is kind of like the drag con panel challenge, right? Where it's like, you have to be great at banter and being in the moment, but being funny and pushing it forward.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's kind of a hard job, especially to like an empty room. You know,
it's very hard.
There's no energy.
It's very hard. I mean, we're hosts. You know, we've hosted shows before. That shit ain't easy.
No.
But
we do it.
They really can't
do
it. They can't do it.
No. And we're going to do it at the Dynasty Typewriter on September 9th, where we will be having the finale of the most iconic season of Bad Drag Race we've ever put together. Can you believe it?
It's going to be amazing. So if you live in the LA area, you better show up to the Dynasty Typewriter September 9th at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard.
And we have a special guest. You're going to gag. We have a special guest that will be talking about. So stay tuned to Bad Drag Race on the Instagram so you can see those announcements popping up and snag tickets before it sells out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
T.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Anything else you need to say about the Drag Race Down Under? The true
bad
Drag Race?
the real Bad Drag Race? Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, I don't know. Like at this point, I'm not really, Queen Kong was my queen to win. And now I'm like, I think Hannah Conda is going to snatch the crown.
I think that's a smart take. Cause she could,
I think that's what's going to happen.
She's having the underdog edit of like, why can't I win? I won.
Yep.
Good God.
Yeah.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
I think this one's going to be Hannah's to lose. Like, she's
She's just been set up to win the whole. And, you know, I wouldn't be mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm leaning towards Hannah Conda over Queen Kong, but I hope.
I don't feel like Yuri Guy, weirdly, could sneak in. I don't know.
Give her an acting challenge, and I don't know what she can do.
Give her an acting challenge, and I'll give you what you hate. You're going crazy. Okay, let's talk about Canada's Drag Race, which has a lot of
a lot of surprising stuff.
Truly better than Down Under.
For sure. Oh, you're talking about Snooch?
Dude, the Snatch Game to me was better than Down Under.
Absolutely.
Marie Curie was a highlight for me.
A knockout.
Yeah.
A knockout. This is how you do historical figures correctly.
And we've always said historical figures are a smart idea because it's just like fun. You get to surprise someone every time you talk because you're like, oh, I have nothing to compare that to.
And can you believe the absolute mental sabotage of Brooklyn Heights leading her to do Celine Dion over Marie Curie?
Oh my God. When she knows,
because we would have lived in an
Celine is perfect, hard,
eggs, and impossible to do. Like we would have we could have lived in a reality where Giselle did Celine and would have been in the bottom.
I think the only people I want to see do Celine is like Candy Muse or Alyssa Edwards, because it'll be so wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, imagine Candy Muse being like, "It's me, Celine Dion."
The only people I want to see do Celine Dion is Miss Vanjie.
Yes.
And Yara Sofia.
That's genius. That would be genius. Oh my God, my heart will go on. That would be genius. Gigolo, Titanic. We have a Tammy Faye from Vivian Vanderpuss, who's, you know, she's inching her way closer to the crown as well.
I'm telling you. I don't think her Tammy Faye Messner was, like, incredible. I thought it was just okay.
Oh, in my opinion. Yeah, it was completely whatever.
It was truly whatever. And, like, the audacity for her to think that she was going to win a challenge. No. The surprise for me was Irma Gerd.
Irma Gerd. She was Marilyn Monroe.
I thought did really well. She was Marilyn Monroe.
She did good, too, with that character, because that's, like, such a done-overdone character.
Exactly, yeah. It's such a cursed character.
It's cursed. I think she did well because she was actually listening and responding.
Absolutely.
Like, everyone else I plan to say this, but she was listening. Right.
Yeah. I weirdly thought, and yes, Giselle Lullaby deserved that win 100% because she did leagues better than anybody else on Snatch Game. But I really thought, I was like, oh, I could see Irma Gerd winning this episode.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been sleeping on Irma Gerd. I was like,
I've been underwhelmed in the past.
Mm-hmm. But this episode, she did her thing. She did her thing.
She went. She did that. And there were some fun, cute, crazy runways this episode as well, too, with the animals.
First of all,
the feathers.
No one's got... I think Canada's Drag Race might be the best runway of any season that's going on right now.
You mean like prompts or just the whole, all the looks?
The prompts are really fun.
I mean, the periodic table of elements is amazing.
That's something we would have done on Bad Drag Race.
It is.
A silly thing.
It is.
And they killed it.
They killed it. We have to say Bombay. Obviously, Bombay got a special shout out because she gave one of the craziest, coolest bubble helium looks.
You know what it reminds me of? And this is for the deep gamers. For the deep, deep gamers. Oh, I'm talking to y'all gamers. There's a game called Balls. B-A-L-L-Z. And it was giving exactly what Bombay gave on the runway. Balls. Like, if anyone knows what I'm talking about.
What was that Nintendo game? Arms?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. For the basic gamers. Yeah, Arms. But for the real ones. The real dolls.
The real dolls. And this is just coming from someone who went to a Power Ranger convention this weekend.
And?
Did I stutter?
Am I ashamed? Am I embarrassed?
Do I look upset?
Do I look upset?
You don't. Okay, wait. Fierce Alicious as Kourtney Kardashian, surprisingly solid.
Solid. Not
solid.
But the fact that she gave up her Ariana Grande to do...
Grande.
Kourtney Kardashian Williams. I was like, okay. Okay, it's showing... I mean, first of all, the real star of Canada's Drag Race goes to Fierce Alicious, right? Am I wrong?
She has to win. I don't want. And I'm sick of nice girls winning. I want a villain to win.
Like the things Fierce Alicious has done for the franchise.
Yeah,
my God, she needs to be everywhere.
She's reinvigorated.
International All Stars. Bring her to normal All Stars. Bring her every fucking season.
The Oracle foretold. The Oracle foretold of a cunt this horrible. And she's finally here.
The name Fierce Alicious. Oh my God. Yes, Fierce Alicious has to be in the top three. Absolutely. And I'm going to say, I want her to be in the top two. I think she won't win, but my God, she's so good. And she was actually good in the Snatch Game. And the runway was kind of fun that she gave us.
Yeah, I was here for her.
The neon look was cute.
I'm here for her. She's the reason this season is fun. If she wasn't here, it would honestly be unwatchable. So,
what do you think about Bombay's Aziz?
Yeah, it sucks. It's like, I think it's a funny choice. I think she just didn't like cross the finish line.
Also, isn't Aziz kind of like
a problem?
Trouble? Yeah.
Yeah, I heard I think he's in trouble. He's not all the way done. He's in trouble.
You can have her. Canada doesn't want her.
Ooh. Wow.
No, we don't want her either. Y'all can keep.
No,
like
thanks.
From far away.
Who is Jada Hudson being?
Jada Hudson. Jada Shada was Miss Saucy. Material Girl. She was
this
the one
was
who,
nothing.
I mean, it was. She looked funny to me. She looked like Saucy. She looked exactly like Saucy. But not really giving much. But fine. Very, very safe. Very fine.
Yeah. It didn't do it for me. It was just, it was like, I'm going to have attitude. It was like, that's not enough. When Marie Curie is getting radioactively scalpeled, I'm like, that's not enough for you just to have like an attitude.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but few did what Madame Curie. Miss Curie gave a storyline. She gave us beats.
Yes.
She gave us perfect tightening. Yep. She had a game. I mean, the bitch studied at UCB, darling.
It was very that. It was very
okay.
That. Okay.
Okay.
And then poor, I'm forgetting her name because she went home.
Boom Boom
did some. Did she do Marie Antoinette? Did she do some sort of madam? What was it?
She played, she was a famous drag queen in Canada.
Got it.
Really? Not funny. Completely forgettable.
I thought it was captivating and wonderful.
Where are you reading that from?
Her IMDb. Ariana Grande for Kimmy. You know, she fell in the bottom.
Yikes. And honestly, this episode. What?
I didn't think her Ariana Grande was the worst. I thought it was bad, but there was a bunch of stinkers. I thought Saucy Santana was worse than this. I thought.
No, you're wrong.
I don't know.
You're wrong. No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Okay, fair enough.
No,
fair enough.
No.
Look, I'm not going to fight about what's bad and garbage. It's somewhere in the middle, somewhere there.
I don't think. Yeah, thank you. It was funny. I definitely thought Kimmy was gonna go home that episode. She was getting the loser edit all the way till the very end.
Totally.
And then fucking destroyed that lip sync.
She's such a good lip syncer.
Destroyed.
She's such a good lip syncer.
And Lady Boom Boom wasn't bad. And I was like,
no,
we were talking about Boom Boom being in the finals.
But yeah, I think they set them up. because they wanted a they wanted the sisters who are good dancers to do a high energy lip sync. They did bad, but I think they were also, the producers were like, yes, awesome. The True. People who just slayed the dance challenge are gonna face off. Yeah, she murdered. Kimmy was great, and Boom Boom was cute, but Kimmy really served.
Yeah, Kimmy delivered. And what a shame for Lady Boom Boom to go home in that amazing fucking look.
That was cool. Like bone Mad Max tubes thing. That
it was fucking so cool. It was so cool. And she also won the reading challenge too.
Right.
Has that ever happened where the winner of the reading challenge goes home that episode?
Well, like you said, though, she was given the ESL edit. Boop, 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 boop.
I thought she was going to go home in an acting challenge. I didn't expect her to go home in the Snatch Game challenge.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect, though. They love to send an ESL queen home on Snatch Game. They love to be like, you didn't get it.
That part.
That part.
Yeah. They rewarded an ESL queen to win, and then they sent one home. Tit for tat, yeah. So they say.
Mm-hmm. So they say. And the next app we should talk about is the Cosmetic Queens, you know.
Oh, my God, yes. Actually, Lisa on the Rise, thank you. Kimmy gave us one of the best lines about, I hope the Wi-Fi in my brain is working. Truly, yes.
Her name is Elsa. My God. But go off, sis. This was a fine challenge. It's kind of a trick. It's like, it's one of those challenges where that you get tricked because they, like, they give you points on how fierce you are, and they give you points on how funny you are. And, like, either could be something
that's
they love
right, the
or
makeup
hate.
Challenge. You know, I wasn't right. a fan of this. This is a very sort of lame challenge, but,
lame
again,
challenge.
Very surprising. Very, very surprising.
Very surprising. And it's a shame, too, because, like, Bombay had great ideas. Like,
yeah,
very, that core funniness of, like, I'm talking about racism, those ideas were funny. Just they weren't framed the best way. What'd you think?
Mm-hmm. I just, you know, this episode was all about branding, and you're right. I mean, like, Bombay's branding, like, I kind of didn't get. I loved Bombay, and as you know, Bombay was my girl to win the whole thing.
I know.
Day.
I know.
And but again, her branding is not solid enough, and so she floundered. She had me laughing at the color of the shades, but she didn't stick the landing. She didn't go all the way. So
yeah.
Yeah, she was rightfully in the bottom.
Yeah. But this paint runway, holy shit. This was one of the cooler runways in recent Drag Race history. Like, everyone except Kimmy ate. Everyone.
Oh, the cruelty the producers put her, that they put her last.
I know.
It's like, no, don't do that. Don't right? do that.
We had this, like, amazing, like, Picasso hair thing. We had, and then the unfurls. I mean, that was incredible from Vivian. Unreal.
It was so good. I think that's what Kimmy was trying to do, but
right.
couldn't quite do it.
I mean, Jada Shada had an incredible Black Power runway
yes.
with the black faces.
Mm-hmm.
Giselle looked insane and like a full Picasso painting.
That is the best look I have ever seen on the show.
Yeah.
Giselle's yeah. look is it will go down as my favorite look ever to be on Drag Race.
It's very your aesthetic. It's good.
Absolutely. It's like, absolutely. Yeah.
And then, I mean, which I never thought Fierce Delicious would do this, but she snapped and gave us historical French girl on a swing with...
Oh, my God.
Remember?
I love this painting, the swing. I also know a lot about the swing.
Oh, yeah?
The painting
swing?
Of the swing.
Shut up.
So the thing about that painting, it was commissioned by a nobleman, right? And that's supposed to be... In the painting, you see her swinging, right? And then hidden in the bushes is a guy looking up her skirt. And then in the background, there's a guy pulling the swing. And the painting was commissioned for the guy who's hiding in the bushes, essentially saying, like, I'm fucking your wife. And the guy, the husband, is the one pulling the swing
painting?
On the other side. It's a cuck painting. And it was put in his private sort of, like, parlor so all his friends can know that, like, oh, he's fucking this man's wife. It's a very cool story about that painting.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
How dare they? That's so ribaldrous.
Well, it was a time.
And then the only other look we need to talk about is Irma's. Irma's paint by numbers.
Love this look.
Very fierce.
Love very this good. Look.
And I was jealous. I was like, oh, that's a good idea too.
That's
was like,
great.
And you just have to do half your face.
But also, like, the lines are very intricate. You know what I mean? Like,
she did.
It was done well.
Right. It really was, like, according to your highlights.
God, it was so good. It was so fucking good. And then Kimmy shows up. Woof, 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 woof.
Woof, woof, woof. And Bombay's Holly look was also cool to me.
Was so beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
It was all beautiful. But then... Bottom two, Kimmy back. Wait, was Kimmy in the bottom? Yes. No. No, Kimmy was safe.
It was. Was she? It was.
Was she safe?
Irma. It was Irma and Bombay. Wow. Which, shocking.
Which, at that point, I was like, okay, Irma's going home. Because Snot Rocket also sucked. I was like, I don't get this at all.
Oh, God. All of them
she's
sucked.
Like a Nickelodeon queen or something. I'm like, I don't get your brand, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, Bombay did not bring it in the lip sync.
She didn't. She had energy, or maybe it was chaos. It was just like chaos.
No,
it
that's wasn't like, she was already eliminated.
Yeah, and then the top, she keeps fighting with her top. It's like, no, just let it go.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of Honey Davenport.
Damn.
In season 11, that lip sync. It was just like too much and sort of aimless. It didn't have any focus. I mean, Irma Gerd didn't turn it.
Yeah, but it was not as spastic. She was spastic.
She was a mess.
Damn.
And then, yeah.
It was giving me Mimi, I'm First in All Stars 1 lip sync. Where she's just trying against Chad Michaels, but we know she's dead in the water.
Mimi, I'm First, I could not believe it.
Don't come for my fans, bitch. Of the shit I've seen, you don't have that many. Iconic.
Oh, God.
I love it. Okay, now let's talk Philippines. Let's go. Philippines in the house. Very exciting. This one's a very exciting new addition to the fold.
Now this Philippine, and here's the thing about, this is something that I found out. I didn't even know that there is an Untucked.
Yes.
With
I
the
just
Philippines.
Started.
And truly, if you ain't watching these Untucks, baby.
You're only getting a quarter of the story.
Literally. Because that's where the real this Philippines is bringing me back to the messy Essianas of season 1, 2, and 3. You know, it's like,
and you're talking about the way queens, they film it too, right?
Ooh.
The camera angles, the camera angles,
girl,
the shadows,
what in the shaky cam? What in the Blair Witch Project are these camera people doing?
And like the way that the queens are like. I've entered the workroom and I'm here to slay. It's like, she's like, pull back, diva. It's so weird.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All the camera people are just like interning or something because they it's a
No. But the personalities are here, the level of shit and stuff they have
and like drama. I thought we were gonna get one Coco Alyssa drama, but
I can't
we're
even keep
two?
Up with it. I need to like
three, four?
I need like a chart. I need like a story chart. Like, okay, she made fun of your song on the day it debuted and you hate her for that. You slept with the same man. Like,
yes.
Oh,
I forgot about that. You left the house of Silhouette and one thought it was disrespectful.
Right.
Girl, someone showed up at someone's internet show to talk shit about somebody. Ooh, girl, it's a lot. It's a lot. But I wouldn't want to have it any other way. This is what's missing from the American franchises. Okay.
Yeah. It's messy, and I want to know, like, right, because they also have some, like, true, like, they have Drag Race, or like, they say, like, you know, like, Philippine drag icons competing with really up-and-coming girls.
Yeah.
And I think that
energy
is funny.
We have, like, drag mothers with many of her children competing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's wild.
I'm also curious to see, like, what the talent pool was like, right? Because, like, Drag Den... It's no secret that they tried their damnedest to push this out before Drag Den came out. And
yeah, and Drag Den is not happening, right?
Is it not happening?
I don't think it got picked up. I think the pilot was shot and they were like, we're not interested.
Damn. This was wild. That's wild. World of Wonder really
What
said.
Do you think of Mama Powell?
Mama Powell, good host. Good host. I like her drag.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good. She's pretty solid. She's not my favorite. I like her. I don't know. I find her very charming. But for whatever reason, I keep being like, I wonder how... is she so iconic? That's how she got this job?
I think she's known for being like an actor who does drag a lot. Like not necessarily a girl who's like in the front trenches performing at clubs. But I think she's like, she plays like a drag artist on TV.
That's the vibe I'm getting from her. She's good in front of a camera, but... It's maybe it's funny.
I mean,
that
not
she's
for nothing.
In charge of these
and
girls.
No shade. I know, not for nothing and no shade. But so far, I've seen two episodes because I did see the second episode. She struggles on the runway. The walk.
Really? Rickety crickety.
Rickety crickety. The girl can stand and look gorgeous because she's fucking stunning.
Dragged
but when it comes to walking.
Sat on a wall.
Girl, it's a bit like, ooh, tippy tumbles, tippy tumbles.
Oh my God, Scarlett takes a tumble? Maybe in time we will be together.
Show those wedges, Scarlett. Those wedges. That's who I want to be for Snatch Game.
Scarlett takes a tumble. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, you feel that vibe. Yeah. You feel that vibe. She feels like a good host who just
she is
so
absolutely
happens
no
to do
Supreme
drag.
Deluxe. Yes.
No, she's not a Nikki Doyle. No, not at all.
Yeah, something's missing for me. And she's like really fucking cruel.
The whole show
she's
is
like,
cruel.
Oh my God, these judges are letting them have it. Oh,
yeah.
And I think Mama Pau is the most intense. Like, poor girl, poor prince.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, fuck. Like, what? The shoes?
It's
okay,
interesting.
I get it. But, like, my God.
Isn't it interesting seeing Jiggly, too, in this, like, authoritarian role?
Okay. Yes, but also I live.
Yeah, me too. Like,
Jiggly's
I'm like
really inspirational.
I think she's like really, really trying to help and mm-hmm. make everyone look their best. But it's just
also
it's just
I
funny
live,
to me.
I live for Jiggly speaking Tagalog. I really
yeah.
am like, oh my God, what bitch.
That's interesting about this franchise. This franchise has the most mixed language I've seen in any franchise. There's so much back and forth between English and Tagalog.
Yes. And then there's another language that I'm not really sure that they
speak.
Oh, okay. Starts with a B. So it's like three languages.
Uh-huh.
Sort of talking.
Uh-huh.
It's really cool. It's really cool. There are moments, though, I will say, World of Wonder, sometimes you ain't doing the subtitles when they're speaking Tagalog.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes
yeah.
I'm a little lost. So get on that.
I know. I know. It's a weird mixture because, like, they have this and they have this. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in, but I love these girls.
Because it
They're
happens
really
so
fun.
Fast. It happens so fast. Yeah.
Totally.
Let's talk about the talent show.
Okay, talent show. One of the craziest in the history of the show. Just crazy.
Overall thoughts.
I mean,
successful talent show, or you want your money back?
I'd be at the bar. I'd be like, I'm not drunk enough.
Oh, fuck.
I'm not drunk enough for this. I think the hits were few and far between.
Oh!
Did I lie? Did I lie? The hits were few and far between. What'd you think?
Yes, I think this was a hit and miss. There were some really bad ones. Like
horrible the news reporter moment.
Girl, I mean
what are you doing?
What was that?
I hated that.
And
go ahead.
I'm not a fan. Listen, I'm usually not a fan of like your talent being performing one of your songs, lip syncing to one of your songs. I'm just like not okay, so your talent as a drag queen is being a drag queen. I'm not into that. That's not my flavor specifically. I love a talent that's like surprising.
I know you love touring. Touring was amazing.
Touring was great. I thought touring,
I liked
a bit like Freedom Rose level performance.
You mean like
fun.
Butter Dance? The little Butter Dance for you? Do you remember the Butter Dance?
No, what's the Butter Dance?
Oh, I got to show you a clip. I got to just say, there's no way to explain it.
Oh, yes, yes, the performance artist. Yes, yes,
yes,
the Butter Dance, yes. Yes, I'm very familiar with
that. I'll tell you, the one I hate the most was, okay, I'm looking through it now. The person who, when someone isn't a dancing queen, but they do like a Shangela-style number, That drives me nuts. It's like, this is why I don't dance. I'm not a good dancer. But like when you then, maybe it was Corazon. I think it was
Absolutely.
Corazon.
That's exactly who I was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who can't even dance to save her life. Oh Lord.
How did she win so many titles?
face. That fucking plastic ass
what
face.
What is she doing?
Teeth.
Oh my God. With her tumbles. And here's some messy moves coming up for you. Oh,
no,
okay,
this
yeah.
Was
the leg
tragic.
Split.
This was tragic. Girl, she couldn't do it. She said, abort, abort, abort!
What the fuck are we watching? No.
I would love to see you do this, though.
I will learn this dance beat for beat. Do it perfectly.
I would love for you to do it. That would make me laugh.
Oh, someone does a magic trick. Someone does like an interpretive storytelling. Someone does like a painting of their mom.
With wax.
Not a great talent show.
No, not. It's not going to beat. And I was thinking, I was like, is this going to be better than España 2? And, you know, nothing.
Nothing will beat that talent show.
España 2.
Mm-hmm. Nothing will beat that talent show. No way. I do like Vinyas Deluxe. She's funny.
Oh, my God.
Very charismatic.
She really is my favorite queen this season.
I'm really liking her, too.
And she is so funny. Her personality is so correct. And she is gorgeous in drag.
Really gorgeous. Really fun. She's
beautiful smile.
She's like above it. Not in a bad way, but she's like kind of like above the competition. Like everyone else is having drama. And she's just like.
Yeah.
Hi.
Oh, she's just here. She's here for a good time.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah. I don't want to say. I don't know. I'll think of the queen it reminds me of in the U.S. who's just like. Maybe it's even like Kylie Sonique love energy. Where it's just like. Not taking it too seriously. I'm
you know, she's,
to do good.
She's giving me like Monet energy, like everyone's best friend, you know?
Yes.
She's giving me RuPaul's best friend race.
Yes. Then we have a burlesque show that is not a burlesque show.
That is kind of like a magic show.
It was weird. It was goofy, oofy, oofy. And
yeah, weird. A miss for me.
It's a miss. And then we have our runway. Lot of Filipiana representation.
Love this. Yeah.
And two queens fall on the bottom. I'm trying to remember their names.
Prince and...
this diva. There's Prince.
She just doesn't have it.
Yeah.
And her. Which, the look is cute.
Yeah. I liked it. She gave the song. And then she was just in front of the stage. She was taking up all the real estate.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. I liked her lip sync a lot. She was good. She won that lip sync for me.
She totally did.
Even though I could feel she was, yeah, she felt like. She felt like she could have. Prince did turn it out on the lip sync, I think. But she was hidden. She was hidden behind the other queen. And that just, it didn't work for me.
Yeah. No, it didn't work.
I wanted it to work.
Her Prince's outfit was not horrible. I mean, the parts that were bad, but like it's a shame because like the idea was cool. Like the face was cool and the garment was cool, but they hated the baggy bodysuit and the shoes.
It just doesn't fit you, girl. The tights were so loose.
Yeah.
She bought an XL when she should have bought a medium.
Which is what you tell me a lot. You're just like it does not fit you, diva.
And I'm talking about
it's good.
I'm talking about your skin, though.
I look like fucking Edgar from Men in Black. I'm like, oh, oh. Okay. So,
the cockroach man?
The cockroach man. The cockroach man. I require sugar and water.
Who's your queen to win this season for the Philippines?
I love Vinyas. She's gaggy. There's some really good ones though. I want Touring to pull through. Because you said you saw the first episode or the first two?
I saw the first two.
Touring, I love. She slays that lip sync in episode two.
Oh, did you see episode two?
I saw episode two.
Well, let's talk about episode two then, bro.
Yeah.
Might as well.
Yeah, no, let's hit it. This episode was more about meeting the girls, getting to know the girls. It was more about trauma, fights, all of that stuff. Because the runways were there was like two good runways, and the rest were like, "What? What are you wearing, girl?
Oof!
Or what are you not wearing?
Yeah." Girl,
I love Jiggly being like.
Girl.
I love Jiggly being like a dress. That breaks the rules.
You cheated. I was like, oh, Miss Kim Hwa vibes all over again from Thailand season two.
Kim Hwa.
Oh, and you're right. I was like, oh, she's gonna be disqualified.
Yeah,
but no, they let her lip sync terribly, and also Durig like fucking destroyed.
She's so good.
That will go in history as one of the best lip syncs ever. That the fire that she had.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lord.
It was good. Ooh. And you know, she did something. God, she balanced passion and camp in a way that is very hard to do.
Well, it's a thing. It's the thing with lip sync. So like, it wasn't like frantic, like Bombay's was in Canada. She had full control of the song and she knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, she was incredible. She was not scared.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Vinyas wins, even though she fell on the runway, even though she pheromoned.
I know! I was nervous because as soon as she walked in, and even they were shading Vinyas about being like, there's no flowers in her look. And I was like, actually, it's sickening that there's no flowers. But she walks down the runway and I'm like breathless. That is, she looks like fucking Beyonce. Beyonce? Yeah.
Beyonce?
She looks
You're
like
just
Beyonce.
Jealous. You're just jealous because all my friends who know me say I remind them of Beyonce. That is the craziest sentence said in the history of our nation. You're just mad because my friends who know me say I remind them of Beyonce.
Of Beyonce, yeah. What a sentence.
Woo! Okay, what these judges sentence. Go in. These judges don't fuck around. Minty Fresh is also just doing amazing. She has Valentina energy of like, I'm beautiful and good at this.
Yeah. And she's looking like a Final Fantasy villain.
100%.
With that wig, absolutely.
Ooh, I would love to see her with a big ass oversized Kingdom Hearts sword. I would love that.
Ooh, she would look stunning. Minty Fresh is stunning. She's like, she's going to be in the final three, I think.
I can see that.
Because she's giving us like Ice Queen energy. She's giving us like...
There's so much good personality.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many good personalities. Yeah, you're right. You know what's weird about this cast? There's so many likable people, like likable, fun, energetic people. And I honestly think that could hurt them because we know that like production-wise, we need a villain. We need the mean mom character. We need a mix.
But what's so crazy is that Corazon was the villain. And now that she's gone, like, who's going to take that spot? And that's why
she was very Nasha Lopez.
Uh-huh.
Very that, but go ahead. Huh?
But I felt like when she was in the bottom two with Tudig, I was like, oh, our girl Tudig is going home because they're not going to get rid of the villain. And what I love and what's different between this season and France is that the right girl went home and the right girl won.
Yeah.
Because the writing was on the wall for Tudig. Like, she had the loser edit and then she fucking destroyed that lip sync. And that's what I want to see in my Drag Race franchises. I want the lip syncs to matter. I want the challenges to matter. Because otherwise, what's the point of watching the show?
So far, Drag Race Philippines gets performance. They...
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the third episode, but I know people are talking. People are already talking about the performances, so I'm excited to see that the performances are good. That's what I hear. It's a girl group moment. So that is our international wrap-up. Anything we missed?
A whole bunch, but that's all you're going to get. That's all you're going to get.
This is the reality of covering four Drag Race franchises in a single episode, which honestly we did flawlessly.
I think we did. I think we should be financially compensated.
I agree. This 7 hours, actually over 7 hours. It took 7 hours of TV watching to bring you this episode. So if you like us, throw me coins at Mono Agapian on Venmo.
And throw me coins at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O on Venmo.
Buy your Bad Drag Race tickets by going to Bad Drag Race on Instagram. Do not miss the Bad Drag event of the century because we're crowning.
It will be iconic.
We're crowning America's crunchiest drag queen. It's going to be good. I'm very excited. And follow us at Podcast Kill the Video Star. Go.
Yes,
it's fun.
On Instagram. Just follow. Just click that follow button.
Oh, we just did a RuPaul episode.
We did. We did.
Funny.
Love it.
Okay. Funny. I love you, bitch. I love you, bitch.
Love you, too. Happy belated birthday, B.
Thank you, Diva. And until next time, let the music play.
was a HeadGum Original.